47 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's a Monday, 24th day of November, and we are in Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Right, Tom Hebert?
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving. Looking forward to our first Thanksgiving here in Sheridan and seeing the traditions in this community and the Christmas stroll. So, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there.
Exactly. Tom, that's the voice of Tom Hebert. He's the executive director of the Natural History Museum of Wyoming. That's located right here in Sheridan, and it is a growing museum, and we've got a big event 1 week from today. It's a Night of Discovery Gala. It's going to be at the Ramada Plaza, and Tom, you have a lineup of things that are going to happen that are going to be spectacular Monday night.
Yeah, you're not going to be bored. You're going to be thoroughly entertained throughout the night. We're really lucky, again, to have, going back to the Munsick brothers, I mean, what communities around the country can sit there and say they have that kind of talent just laying in the backyard? Like, here you go. Oh, here's some, like, amazing recording artists that just it's crazy to me the amount of talent that's here between, not just the Munsick brothers, but looking at some of, like, the silent auction items we got. A young lady, Alina May, and her custom jewelry. She made a custom bolo tie that's actually made out of dinosaur gem bone. That's one of our silent auction items. You can't find this anywhere else. And this is the artistry and talent that is in Sheridan that just keeps rising to the top and showing its face to me and going, we want to help. And we need that help. I mean, the museum's growing at a rate that we're going to outgrow our building at some point. And that's a good problem. That's not a bad problem.
Right.
And it's just amazing to me that it just keeps happening and things just keep aligning in this community every day to help us out.
Now, Tom, one of the other things that are going to be happening, we're going to talk about a lot of things, is two dinosaurs are going to be unveiled.
Correct. Yeah, we have two full replica dinosaurs that will be brand new on display in the Ramada at the convention center for our event. So get your tickets and be the first ones to see these brand new exhibits. And when the sheet comes off, literally and metaphorically speaking, we're going to auction off the right to give them a name. And this is so exciting to have the opportunity to bring these to Sheridan and be able to expose the community to that. But give another reason for all the traffic that goes by between Yellowstone and the Black Hills to come and spend a few days in Sheridan.
Right. We're in a mecca for dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It's a mecca here in our region.
Oh,
Montana, Wyoming. It is. It's just the total mecca.
The blessings that are in Wyoming from a paleontological standpoint, whether it's, you know, around here, we've got dinosaurs that are 150 million years old to 66 million years old. We've got, if you get down near Kemmer, we've got 55 million year old fish down there. You get down by Newcastle area. You've got the very last dinosaurs ever walked Earth are down there.
I know.
It's an amazing opportunity, and to not only for me as a paleontologist to go dig up dinosaurs and get kids involved to get some vets involved, but from a community standpoint, it's an amazing opportunity for Sheridan to really be able to become another reason to be a destination for people to stop and spend time here.
Natural History Museum of Wyoming. It's here in Sheridan. It's out of Sheridan College right now. We're waiting for the Night of Discovery Gala. It's going to be 1 week from today at the Ramada Plaza. Now, Tom, let's talk a little bit about some of the events that are going to be happening. First of all, the prizes, the live auction, the silent auction. First of all, live auction. What are you going to be auctioning off? This is amazing.
I don't even know where to start because we're so lucky to have so many amazing things. And we've got a trip to Maui with airfare included for a week on a condo on the beach. You've got a trip to the Kentucky Derby for 2 days, I believe Saturday and Sunday races. You've got a trip to the Churchill Downs where you actually get to name the race and present to the winner and get a trophy with your name and the name of the race on it. We've got a private dinosaur dig with me where we're going to take you out to some private ranches up in Montana we have access to and dig up one-of-a-kind dinosaurs. And that is literally, I tell people, every dinosaur bone that you dig up is one of one. Yep. They're all different. I don't care how many Triceratops horns you dig up. Each horn is different.
Yep.
We've got the dinosaur names we just talked about. We've got
NFR trip.
The trip to the finals rodeo down in Vegas, and that includes your lodging. Right on the strip. And so that's going to be a fun weekend for somebody. We are not responsible for your gambling losses. So don't come back and talk to me when you win that.
Right.
We're very lucky. The live auction list is extensive and amazing, but even bigger is our silent auction stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got limited edition bottles of bourbon in baskets. We've got $1,300 jewelry from Riddle's Jewelry that was donated. I mean, we've got literally we have bottles of bourbon that I brought from Wisconsin you can't even get here. Jewelry, clothing. We've got a really cool stackable toolbox that doesn't seem like much until you open it up and there's some really amazing stuff inside of it. Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a great night. And then the beauty of it is to end it all off with the Munsick Brothers and just sit and listen, right. Enjoy great music, right. Bring your dancing shoes, have a good time, enjoy the food, the open bar, the music, the silent auction, live auction, and know everything we're doing that night is to help continue to get kids out digging, our military vets, mental health help with dinosaur digs, and help us expand the museum and make it a destination for people to come visit Sheridan.
Another gem, if you will, is the speakers that you have lined out for Monday night, too.
Yeah, I mean, again, it goes back like we were just talking about, the talent in this town. We have a young man here named Cash Hancock. He's a fifth grade student here in Sheridan, and he is a treasure trove of dinosaur knowledge. I mean, he knows all the names. He knows everything, and he's going to talk about what it means to him to be able to have a place local here in Sheridan where he can go to explore science and dinosaurs and fossils and rocks and minerals and be able to actually participate in those activities around it. And then we have Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Davis. That's actually, he's retired now. He's been out on one of our veteran decompression digs for mental health. And he's going to talk about that experience and what it's meant for him and how it's changed his life going forward from his dinosaur dig till now.
The educational opportunities that you're going to provide with the museum with students and internships is phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, we're so lucky that when I got offered the opportunity to come here and be the director, and I saw where we were located and I saw where we're situated, this is a no-brainer to us. Let's get some of these kids involved. Let's show them career paths that are available. And, you know, even if you don't want to be a geologist or paleontologist or you know, mineralogist, sedimentologist, whatever you want to be, it's still an amazing opportunity to come in and get knowledge of what it takes to actually put a dinosaur skeleton together. What does it take to actually cut and polish a stone and make jewelry out of it? And learn those things. And then, you know, we're taking it to a next level. We've been running our Women in Science Wednesday program every Wednesday for women in the community to come in here, talks about science and do hands-on experiments. We're looking at adding a couple new programs going forward as well to really give anyone in this community and the surrounding area an opportunity to get involved with the museum at whatever level they want to get involved at.
Exactly. This will be a kid-friendly event too.
Yeah. You know, bring the kids. I mean,
they're going to see some really cool displays.
Oh, they're going to go crazy when they see the dinosaurs.
These aren't little ones.
No, we got a small army set up for Monday morning to get them moved in and get set up in time. One's a little smaller. We'll throw some hints out there. And then one is actually a real life dinosaur that simulates one that everyone's probably very familiar with from a certain TV series of movies. So, we'll put those little teases out there. Bring the kids, bring the family, come enjoy a great night of food, open bar, music, and know that a night of discovery is also a night of first, but it's also a night of impact. This is where, as a community, you have an opportunity to really help the museum and direct the impact that we can have by the amount of money that we can raise. And like everyone else, the more money we raise, the more impact we can have.
Right.
And we're very lucky that our overhead at the museum is almost nothing. So every dollar that goes in, it really goes to the programs. Right. And right now, again, we announced it, I believe earlier, maybe a week or so ago with Public Pulses, we have an anonymous donor that has donated $10,000 in a match dollar for dollar for every dollar we raise for the live auction. So know when you bid on live auction items, if you bid a dollar, we're actually getting $2 for that.
Sure. Right.
So don't sit on your hands that night, folks. I need you to raise your paddles so we can get that extra 10 grand. Because that goes a long ways. I mean, that pays for the kids programs. That pays several vets to go. I mean, the impact that has, because we are fortunate enough to have such a low overhead, every dollar counts and goes to helping really get more people involved and providing opportunities. And ultimately, hopefully, keeping a lot more of our youth here in Sheridan to to stay here with careers and jobs in geology and paleontology, and I need to recruit my replacement. I mean, I'm not getting any younger, Bob.
You'll be here for a while, though, Tom. Tom is the executive director of the Natural History Museum of Wyoming. That's here in Sheridan. Night of Discovery Gala is a week from today. Let's talk tickets.
Yeah. If you want tickets, you better go online right now to NHM, Natural History Museum, NHMofWyoming.org, and buy your tickets. We don't have a lot left. We will have some available down at the Christmas Stroll on Friday. Yes. We'll have a table up on Main Street. Okay. And I hope we don't have any available at the door, because that means we sold out.
Right. But
if there are any, we may have a few limited tickets left at the door the day of the event. So, again, it starts at 5 o'clock on Monday the 1st at the Ramada. Show up, come in, enjoy the evening and have a good time.
It's going to be nicely decorated up with the dinosaur theme, if you will.
Yes.
And it'll be a spectacular night.
Yes. We're really trying to put a good emphasis on making the room feel like you're taking a step back in time. And, it's not every time you walk into a fundraising event or really anywhere and have a dinosaur staring you in the face. So it'll be a fun night and really look forward to meeting everyone that's coming and thank you again for the support and let's raise some money and keep the museum going and keep the kids out digging and helping our vets that are struggling with mental health. And, you know, let's grow it to a museum that is a destination museum for not just Sheridan, but all of Wyoming and all of the Western interior here.
Yeah, exactly. This is big. It's a gala. It's the Night of Discovery Gala. It's 1 week from today at the Ramada Plaza Natural History Museum of Wyoming. Fundraising Night of Discovery Gala. And get your tickets, nhmofwyoming.org. That's Natural History Museum, of course, nhmofwyoming.org. Or stop by. They'll have a table at the Stroll. Tom, thanks for stopping in.
Well, thank you for having me. And thank you to you and Sheridan Media for your sponsorship and support of us. And
we love it.
It's going to be a fun ride.
It's going to be a fun ride, a great night. You will not want to miss this, folks. Night of Discovery Gala. 1 week from today, Ramada Plaza, Natural History of Museum of Wyoming. Director Tom Hebert joined me. Thanks, Tom, for stopping by this morning.
Yeah, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Thanks, Tom. Tom Hebert, Executive Director of the Natural History Museum of Wyoming. You're going to want to go to this, folks. It is going to be a spectacular night. Fox News on the way. You're listening, News Talk 930, KROE Sheridan. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you when you snap back. T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can.